Blog Talk Radio.
Dream.
All righty. That was Sentimental Mood by Yuka Rose. Thank you, Amy, for taking the chat there for me tonight. And, appreciate that. It's like I was trying to catch up with what's going there. So I was like, no, there's some questions over in chat. And it's like I will have to go back and reread those. I was kind of visiting with our evening's guest. And welcome, everybody, to Psychics Gone Wild this evening. We have Christopher and Healthy with us. I want to say, is it Lane?
Right? Yes, Lane. Yep, that's correct.
Lane, okay. All right, because it's spelled L-A-N-N-E, and I'm like going, okay, that's the two N's there. Christopher is going to be talking to us about what he does with Quantum Worth Healing, and I believe that's their website. It's an HTTP quantumworthhealing.com, and I went and visited their site actually a couple of times, and I would encourage everybody to go have a look-see, because that is really a really welcome together site. They have just got some amazing stuff. Check out their mission, and I did. I think I went through and read every page there. So we got some awesome stuff there. Look at the video. I know Christopher will try to keep this kind of sequential in whatever logistical way he's got to present this here to us tonight. But he's also got a special event coming up, and I want to make sure everybody knows about that. So anyway, I'm going to kind of take this away and just kind of say, tell us about yourself. Tell us, kind of how you got on this path, on the path that you're on, and, what led you here. It's like, those life things. And it's like, I know you have, you got 40-some years, so this is going to be the Campbell Soup condensed version. So
I'll try to keep this short. To keep it very short, I've had a very interesting life, and I've dealt with many different kinds of traumatic events from childhood. I was raised by my mother until I was 12, and then I was sent into a boy's home. It was actually a boy's ranch. And there's all sorts of interesting things to overcome there. And so as I'm going through life and I become an adult, and I was pretty sure when I was 18 that I had my act together. And as we all are probably when we're 18.
Higher teenager, know it all.
Yeah, and I really did. I really had a lot of what I call, and we'll talk a lot about strategies, what I call unhealthy strategies kind of built into my unconscious to survive, some of the things I had to deal with when I was a child. And unfortunately, as we move into adulthood, a lot of those unhealthy strategies can be very detrimental. And one of mine was anger. So, and I'm a fairly substantial man. I mean, I'm not fat or anything, but I'm a big man. I'm 6'3". I'm muscular. I'm very big bone.
You're a big guy. People notice when you come in the room. Okay.
Exactly.
You're hard to
powerful. So if you put anger in that equation, it scares just the hell out of people sometimes. So it was, and of course I wasn't thinking of it that, in that way. And I wasn't like a crazy physical kind of anger. It was just more, voice and posturing and alternative sort of things. But anyway, that was the only unhealthy strategy I developed. I developed lots of them, like normalizing situations from my childhood, that sort of thing. But when I was, about 2006 or so, I really went through some horrible times. Some really tough stuff came up for me. And I was, really put to the test. And from that, I wrote a book. It's called Quantum Worth. And it's basically my memoir of what I went through and how I healed, and what methods I used, what ideas I used, what came to me, what worked, what didn't work, that sort of thing. So the book, Quantum Worth Healing, we are a nonprofit organization, is an offshoot of the book, and much more. Quantum Worth Healing is much more informative than the book in many, many different ways. Book is what I would call a very inspirational piece for people who, have dealt with trauma and tragedy in their life. So what Quantum Worth Healing is it really has a lot to do with, I'm sure everybody's heard of the law of attraction.
So
it has a lot to do with that, and we can manifest what we want to bring into our lives. Unfortunately, we can do that, but if we have a bunch of old baggage, and again, what I call strategies, unhealthy strategies. See, unhealthy strategies are triggered by people doing something or something happening. When those are triggered, it's unconscious. So whatever comes up, comes up. And so your whole thought processes that are in your unconscious mind, you know, might be triggering up very negative things. And so you're drawing these negative things into your life, no matter how much you don't
right.
want to, until you clear that out and fix it,
what
reprogram,
you focus on, yeah.
you're yeah. you're bringing it. You know, it doesn't,
yeah.
and the hardest part of it, and the most difficult part of all that is that it is a triggered thing. So so you have to become aware of it. And that's the tough part, is being conscious of an unconscious. So we do exactly.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of work around that, around how to, first of all, to recognize our triggers, and we use a lot of compassionate communication material for this. And we have found that compassionate communication, not just with others but with ourselves, is very valuable, because it involves empathy and compassion, and really identifying our feelings. And not blaming is a huge piece, and it's all throughout my book. So as we learn what our triggers are, then we can be aware. You know, 'cause the first thing that happens are the feelings that come up,
right.
And then from the feelings we usually will say something. You know, maybe we wouldn't really want to say. And then later on, we're asking ourselves, God, why did I say that? Why do I always lose control? You know, why is it that every time this happens, I can't control myself? And, well, it's because it's an unconscious reaction.
Like what they call the knee-jerk reaction?
Exactly. And they can be very, very elaborate and very creative. And, you know, it's what at one time we thought we needed to do to get through life. Or other strategies that we use are for coping, and those are a little bit more serious usually, and can involve substance abuse and other unhealthy strategies that, you know, could be detrimental not just to ourselves but cause problems for those around us. So coping strategies are a little bit, in my way of looking at it, they're a little bit more serious, simply because you're coping for needs not met, and they're really a dead end street. But so to identify these, you have to be very conscious. Well, to be conscious, you have to know what's triggering them. So you got to learn what your triggers are. And we do a lot of that work. We have actually developing an online courses that are just about finished. I'm guessing by Wednesday this week, it'll be up and running 100%. And you can get that through the website. And so that's very much in line with what we're talking about. First of all, what is it that we want to manifest into our lives? And with the law of attraction, there's a lot of whatever you want, you can manifest. And that's true. However, what I like to do is really look at what's the underlying need of that want and just go directly to the need. You know, a lot of people want a big house. They want money. And because why? Because they think it's going to bring them happiness. Well, happiness is a real need. And the house and the money may not actually bring you happiness. But
right.
if you want you want happiness, manifest that. And the universe
right.
will know what to give to you. So, you know,
yeah.
So I work a lot with going directly underneath the superficial stuff and really looking at what is it that you really, really want here. And then of course I tend to attract a lot of people who have some personally, not all, I'm only one person with Quantum Worth Healing. I did start it, but I'm only one board member, but I tend to attract people with more serious stuff in their background for whatever reason. I'm guessing it's because I have some tools for it. So they're kind of maybe.
Probably makes it easy because you've been through so much yourself, and it's like when you've been there and done it, it's probably a lot easier to relate to the person who is having those same kind of issues, because you can say, I've been through this, and it really gives you a common ground or some place to start with them.
Exactly, I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah, plus it's clear you've done the work, and that's what I think so many people, especially when they've got. Real, whether they're complex problems or just problems that are causing them a lot of anguish, there's nothing that is, almost more insulting than someone who hasn't done the work, and it shows a mile away. So I'm sure you must be very, very effective.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
I think that the people I work with, they tend to be very appreciative and even the rate, the long distance Reiki, they tell me things, and I'm like, wow, so that stuff really works,
That was something I was going to ask you about. It's like, so when did Reiki enter into your equation? When did you come? When did you get Reiki into this?
I didn't actually get my master's level until, God, I guess maybe 4 years ago.
Okay.
I think. That aside, I know you're Reiki trained as well. To me, it's energy work is energy work, and Reiki is one modality.
The thing I like about Reiki is that it makes it it's a nice framework so that people can begin to understand it. But if you look at Reiki as being the end all be all, you're really doing yourself a disservice. But it's just so, it's a good introduction, very effective way to learn how to work with the energy fields.
Right. And I've seen it. I've done Reiki and seen it do, in my mind, miraculous things. And then, But also, in my book, I talk a lot about when I was younger, one of the places that I found solace and I found kind of connection and healing was just in nature. And to me, that is energy work as well. And it was so it's all, it's subjective how we look at it. But I think energy work is extremely important. And whether we're doing it through meditation, through nature, or whatever, we do have an energy, we do have a flow of energy through our bodies. It's really important that there's no blockages. And as because Reiki is, if there's blockages, it can manifest physically and cause us problems. Exactly. So we take that very seriously as well. And we work really on the premise that, what we're doing is we're trying to meet our needs in this life. And everything we do, all of our decisions are, we're trying to meet our needs. And sometimes we have healthy strategies to do that and sometimes unhealthy strategies. And when we don't have our needs met, we can develop unhealthy strategies to cope. And I haven't found, people can give me any example they want, and I'm pretty good about finding the underlying need. And it's always there. Someone can throw one at me and I'll be able to talk them through and find out exactly what's going on. What need is it that you're trying to meet? And one of the key principles we work with, extremely important, is the non-judging, the non-blaming.
Right.
We are responsible for meeting our own needs, not anyone else.
Right.
And it's an easy trap to fall into in our society because what does our society do all the time? We blame everybody for everything. It's always someone else's fault. It's always so-and-so did this. I'm miserable because, such-and-such doesn't treat me well, or so-and-so doesn't like me, or, I don't have enough friends. But,
all the things you focus and manifest.
You fall into that trap of manifesting what you're thinking. So it's a... Yeah, it's a slippery slope, the manifesting. So you got to be really careful how you're thinking.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
the mana, said, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
Or be really careful what your wish really is, you know.
Yeah.
Because the universe doesn't really see right or wrong, I don't think. I think it's, you know, if you want something, and I generally, I work from the premise of, if we're asking for some trauma into our lives, we probably need it for our greater good. And that's hard for a lot of people to swallow, that pill. But I think it's true. I think we're all on a journey to reach our highest potential. And sometimes our journey has bumps in it. And you know, sometimes abysses. And the reason for that, I can look back at all the trauma in my life. And I can say, wow, there's a gift here. You know, there really is. And as hard as it was at the time, and as painful as it was, and some of it was for years and years, to really get through this and come out on top, I can see now that there is a gift here, and I'm a better person for it. You know, and anyone who knocks us down, just by knocking us down, they're giving us a gift because they're teaching us that we can get back up. You know, we have the strength. We have the strength to get back up. And that of itself is a gift. But more, you know, a lot of them are much more powerful than just that. But so it's, so the healing, you know, we're all about healing, and our real, our truest, you know, what our mission is, Quantum Earth Healing, what our mission is to not just heal people, but we want to change the conscious, the collective consciousness to a much more positive way of looking at the world and life in general. And we believe we can do that by helping people heal. Because each person that heals, therefore a little bit of the universe or a little bit of our world is healing, or humanity. And I've seen it over and over. People who embark on a healing journey, and you know, they eventually reach this point, and the stuff that they may have thought was important before, they start to realize that the really important things are people, themselves, life in general, the environment, you know, all the beauty around us. You know, those are the important things. So it's a, to me, it's a natural progression. If we're healing a person, we're healing our world, which is really Quantum Earth Healing's mission, is to heal the world. And we, you know, truly believe it, obviously. You know, you saw there's there's like 300 or almost 400 posts on the website. There's many articles. Most of it's free. There's some things that do cost. The online courses are extremely reasonably priced, as little as $5, simply because we're not looking.
That was one thing I noticed. I went through all of your classes, and I was going, wow, it's like you've got this, they have the sliding fee scale on there. I was like, holy moly. It's like, you know, so you guys out there who are maybe thinking, you know, that you'd love to take some of these classes and you think you might not be able to afford it, that's exactly what he said, is they start at $5 all the way up to 100. So it's like sliding fee scale. So, you know, it's like donate something, you know, and come into their class, you know, come into your classes. So, I know one thing I'm going to ask, because a lot of people don't have plastic anymore, or, you know, don't want to have plastic. It's like, if somebody wants to take, you know, like take one of your classes and they say, well, I have a money order or I have a check or something like that, you know, can you send them an address to send that to?
Yeah, I believe our address is on the website. If not, they can send me their, you know, contact. On the website, there's a contact information. You can send me an email. To make it simple, I'm Christopher@QuantumWorthHealing.com, or you can send it to contact@QuantumWorthHealing.com, and you'll get, if the address isn't there, we'll walk through how to take care of it. But yes, they can send in a money order, check, whatever, and then we'll just send you a send that person a an enrollment key.
Cool.
And then they're in. So yeah, it's no big deal. It's pretty simple. And yeah, and it's, and the reason it's priced like that is, you know, it was one of the things that we kind of debated pretty heavily in our board meetings. There's things to look at. One, we want to meet our mission's goal, but on the other hand, we also want to remain sustainable. So those are always very, you know, those are the two challenges for any business, I think. But I think it's really, really important that everyone can afford to do this if they want to. And we're just one. You know, I'm really happy to see so many different places, so many different people working in the world to make the world a better place. And we're just one of those. But we want to, you know, we feel like we have something a little bit unique to offer. And there is a money back guarantee for that $5. So after 30 days, after 30 days you don't like it, we'll send your money back.
Wow. You guys, you can't beat that. Holy moly.
We're pretty confident that by the first week people are going to be thinking, yeah, this is the best $5 I've ever spent. And we're hoping, of course, that people say, well, this course is worth more than $5 to me, and go to the donate button.
Right.
It's not necessary. You know, we just ask people pay what they pay, because, you know, the economy is pretty rough as well. So.
Yeah. And that's actually something I think people are healing from, too, is, you know, some of the financial upheaval and all the stuff, you know, going on. And kind of wondered what your take was, you know, because there was so much hubbub, I'll say, about the events that were supposedly, you know, going to take place in November. It's like, have you seen a lot of, you know, what I'll call fallout or repercussions, or, you know, people responding to that, or, you know, people calling you and opening up more spiritually or anything like that? You know, what have you noticed from that?
Are you talking about the December 21st?
Right, yeah. The world's going to end, you know. There's, you know, people with the signs going, we're all going to die. You know, I was like, oh, no, we're not.
Right.
Here we are, 2013.
Yeah, I think most of the people that I would talk to are kind of along this. I mean, my belief was that it was going to be the beginning of a consciousness shift change. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the Vedas, I believe, the Vedas, you know who the Vedas are, right? Or you know what the Vedas are.
I'm thinking that's like Hindu. It's like I know I've heard it, but it's like,
more ancient than the Mayans. And the Mayans and the Vedas are actually very similar in what they're talking about. Basically, what the Vedas are really saying is on December 21st, you know, 2012, that's when we start to move out of a certain level of consciousness, and we're moving up to a higher level. Which really fits with where, if you look at the internet, it actually fits. I mean, you can look at the last 2 years of the internet, and there has been a raise in awareness, a raise in consciousness, I think. And so I tend to believe that that's kind of what's going on. I also think that we're kind of on the cups of, you know, we have two kind of opposing mindsets working right now. And right now, the old regime, the mindset that profit is important, power is important, property is important. Therefore, you know, decisions made to achieve those three things may not involve people being important, may not involve nature being important, environment, you know.
Right.
Of course, nature, the environment, it really changes everything.
That was a question I was just going to ask, because I just finished co-authoring a book on, and it's actually a textbook, on infusing spirituality into corporate leadership. And I was wondering if you have seen a trend in organizations trying to truly run themselves, not just come up with some goofy mission statement they put on the wall that sounds like peace, love, and understanding, but truly, like, you know, the owner of Patagonia, who actually went out to the media and said, stop buying my shit, you're buying too much stuff, you don't need 10 jackets, you need one jacket. Are corporate leaders coming to, and are any corporate leaders coming to you with the goal of not really, you know, healing, you know, childhood traumas and those kind of things, but just to run a better company?
I haven't personally had any corporate leaders coming to me with that in mind. I'm sure that some of my clients are corporate leaders and they're more on a personal journey. However, in response to your question, I really truly believe that that is, you know, that's going on today as we speak. And if you look at, and I think it's driven by the collective consciousness shifting, we have lots of corporations doing things and talking about things that, you know, 10 years ago they wouldn't dreamed of talking about or doing. And I think what's driving it is the consumer. The consumers, you know, has a different, you know, they have different ideals now. And, you know, big companies, if they don't keep up with the consumer won't pay any attention to them. So I think.
Yeah. And the fallout, I mean, I see the fallout being not just, you know, it used to be you would just be labeled bad company. But now in this world with social media and anything like that, any misstep can end up costing a large corporation millions, if not billions of dollars, you know. So now you're not just doing, you know, so now they've have a little bit more of a motivation that they're familiar with. While certainly they might want to do the right thing because it is the right thing, it now becomes essential to do the right thing because it is, if you're not acting, you know, at one with the universe and, you know, the best for all concerned, you might end up taking a huge hit to your bottom line, which is much more, you know, much more in line with what they think about when they're running a business. But I was just curious because that's my big area of focus right now, having just written a textbook. And I was just wondering if you were seeing any trends along that line. But you make a good point. You've got corporate leaders coming to see you. And before you go and tell the whole company we're going to, you know, sing kumbaya every morning, you better know the words. You know, you better know your story and have done your healing. So I find that promising.
That's true. And then the beautiful thing about what we're talking about here is even if a corporation is making decisions that actually see people or see the environment and take the environment and other people into consideration, even their employees, once they've taken that step, even if originally it was to meet the public, you know, to bring relations, even if that was their initial, you know, their initial push in the beginning, once you do something that's good, and once you do something that's right, it feels good. And I don't think that anyone's immune to that. I don't care who they are. If they do something good, if they do something positive for their fellow man or their employees or
mm-hmm.
or for the consumer, that's going to feel good, you know. And human beings tend to do things that feel good when they figure it out, you know.
Yeah,
so,
not to mention it also works because since everything, you know, since the energy is all working in conjunction with each other instead, you know, they're manifesting. That's when you're in the zone, when you're going, you know, when you're going to manifest it and it feels good, not just because you feel good, because, oh, I'm such a good person. It feels good because you just feel like, you know, that you're, you know, driving a finely tuned engine where everything is, you know, working together as opposed to this over here and this over here.
Right. And that's one of our big needs is to contribute. And there was a study, I watched a movie or a documentary not too long ago. I think it was called Happiness. And one of the, there was three main things about happiness. And one of the things they mentioned was people who contribute seem to be happier. And I know that. I believe that firmly. I contribute all the time and I'm pretty happy. Also finding gratitude in what we have also makes us, you know, feel happier.
Gratitude in everything, yeah. I have an interesting situation in that I work for a very, very large multinational company. They are having cutbacks and this and that, and everything happens on this large, large, huge basis. So this year we got reviews, and we were told that they were on some kind of bell curve or something. So even if you were doing good, you got you got a bad review, but it was okay to get a bad review. And even though they declared a dividend, no one got a cost of living, you know, and what's interesting is the middle management is, even though, you know, their reaction is, well, it's okay, just consider yourself semi-retired or something. And isn't this better? You don't have to do any work. You know, they don't care. You don't care. And I'm like, no, that's not, because I really can't work in an environment. You know, I can't not care. You know, so it's really been interesting to watch the fallout from all of this, how some people are just and some people in fairly high positions are reacting in sort of this very childish manner that's certainly not going to do anything to improve our performance and, you know, and get these raises and things like that. They're like, well, it just doesn't, you know, kind of like a tennis game. Well, you don't care. I don't care either. And, you know, well, I'll show you, you know.
So you're seeing a lot of different strategies coming out.
Oh, my God. But fortunately, I also work it out. Fortunately, I also do this. And fortunately, I also work it. I volunteer at hospice. So, you know, I found meaning in my work. But, you know, the work that pays my rent and keeps the lights on and the car rolling down the road, we've just got, and it's a huge, I don't want to say what company it is, but it is huge. And just all these, it's just really, it's just very, very frustrating and sad. So I sort of almost see, and we're going in all these different tangents, I'm sorry I brought it in all these ways, but there's sort of like an alternate, you know, it seems like perhaps what's going to happen is that an entire alternate, you know, and people are going to find meaning in other ways by creating, you know, smaller, are you seeing any of that, that people are creating smaller communities with like-minded people? You know, how are people, once they do the healing, how do they stay healed? You know, once they heal, how do they change their lifestyles? Are the people that you're working with, are they making major changes in their lifestyles, or are they healed at such a deep level that they can go back into a toxic environment or environment like what I just described in the workplace and just float above it?
Well, I think, first of all, when a person goes through, we call it a healing journey, I don't think the journey is ever really complete. And the reason I say that is because the world we live in, you know, there's pain everywhere. And maybe in 200 years, it might be that we can complete the journey because the world will be a different place. And there won't be the, you know, there's always something going on somewhere that causes us pain, whether it's just through empathy or whether we have a direct link to it or if it's indirect. Most people now have the understanding with quantum physics showing us is that we are all connected. So we are all linked. And so what happens to somebody on this part of the world, you know, it's a very, you know, I believe that it actually affects all of us. Even if it's only through empathy, even if it's only through, oh my God, that's horrible. You know, that's a terrible thing. But we, you know, we know enough, each person knows enough people that at some point in time, all the time, we're going to be exposed to something painful. So we're going to have to learn to, you know, we have to process that. And back to your question, is it a new way of living? You learn to process and you learn to do it as it comes. And it's a continuous thing and it's not difficult. I think when you first begin, and depending how much you have to process, you know, how much you have pushed down, how much you have buried inside of yourself, it takes more time. It's more difficult. Sometimes you have to even take a break. You have to say, God, I can't do this anymore. I have to take a break from this. There's too much stuff coming up for me. And all that is about honoring ourselves. And And really, that's what it all is about, is we need to learn to honor ourselves. And when we do that, we attract people into our lives who honor us. So, you know, once we've gone so far on the healing journey and we've really learned to honor ourselves and we've really learned healthy boundaries, this is all part of our process, is finding healthy boundaries, finding our voice, power of choice, all these, you know, there's lots of different things that we work through. But once you find that, you're not going to want to let it go, because it's, you know, it's a different way of living, and it feels better. And it may be that once you find that, you know, you say, well, I don't want to work here anymore. And that's just okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Or you may say, well, now that I have this, you know, I can see all the good in this place, there's beauty everywhere, and I can see how this is going to make a difference. If I stay, I have enough clout that maybe people will start, you know, picking up on me.
And I can fund my volunteer. I can fund my passion. But enough about me. That's enough about me. We've got five callers in the queue.
Yes, yeah.
We have five callers to get to them. I'm sure they have interesting stories as well.
I know we have at least a couple three questions in here, so we're gonna go to our caller line here, and we're gonna try to get y'all on. We got six folks in here, so let's see who we can get on with us tonight. And we're gonna start with area code 406. That's Emmerich.
Hi dear, how are you?
Pretty good. And how are you doing tonight?
All righty. My voice is going today a little bit. Anyway, I just thought maybe you'd have a different take on maybe some ideas that I could work with. I mean, I'm doing the releasing thing. I'm doing the meditation, the grounding. I've got meditations. I'm doing the manifesting. I've done about everything. And I got here and I got feeling better. And now it's getting worse again because there's nothing to do here. There's no spiritual people here. So it's kind of like, well, if I leave, am I going to take it with me? Is it me? Is it just the boredom of this place? You know, the energy of this place, what is it? You know, and I've gotten different answers, and I've tried all sorts of different things.
Do you think if you geographically relocate that'll help? So it's like, is that kind of what I'm hearing there?
Well, I'm planning on it, but I don't want to go because I've been told basically, well, you got to learn to like yourself first. And learn how to live with yourself and keep yourself amused, because otherwise you're not going to do any good anywhere you go. You know, it's all going to be the same.
Right, and I think there's a lot of wisdom in that, and because all of our journeys start with us. So we have to, you know, in our society, we're taught to look outside of ourselves to find our answers, but really the answers are inside of us. And so one of the, you know, I don't know a whole lot about what you're talking about, what you're going through, but what I would encourage you to do is really figure out your strategies. Look, and there's lots of articles on the website if you want to read about strategies and how they work. But your strategies are what, you know, they're typically unconscious. Well, they're almost always unconscious, and that's really what is creating a lot of stuff for you or anyone else, is because, remember, the manifesting, we can consciously manifest things, but there was a study done not too long ago that we live out of our unconscious over 90% of the time throughout the day. So if your unconscious is really running your life over 90% of the time, that's what you're manifesting. You're manifesting what's coming up with your unconsciousness. And those are the strategies, is what comes up with your unconsciousness. So for instance, if you see, you might have a strategy that is triggered by someone being rude to you, and that may make you withdraw, that may make you really angry, that may make you really sad and feel depressed. Now, there's a reason you have that strategy to begin with, and it usually, not always, but usually it'll go back to childhood. You know, why did you develop that particular strategy? And that's where the work begins, is why did you develop the strategy? Is there any pain, any trauma that needs to be healed? And then from there, you can start that healing process. But then on the immediate, in the now, you can begin to reprogram that strategy. So now you're aware of the trigger. So the trigger is someone's rude, or, you know, someone doesn't treat you well. So now that you're aware of it, you can be in the moment. You can live in the now. As I can't remember who said that, but you can be. You stay present. So you're present. You're conscious. You're not letting your unconscious react. You're going to respond consciously, and it takes some work because, like you said earlier, it is a knee-jerk reaction. It's automatic. So once you're aware of that you have this, then the next time someone's rude to you, the feelings always come first. And the feelings can, you know, they kind of roll up from my belly up into my head. And I know they're coming, and they're almost always bringing old stuff. So the person being rude to you, you know, they're bringing up old stuff, you know. And then we equate it with what's happening in the moment. So then we have our reaction. But really, it can be stuff that's compiled over years and years. And, I just call it pain. You know, it could come in the form of sadness, depression, all kinds of different things. Withdrawal, feeling bad about ourselves, thinking that we're not worth anything, we don't belong. You know, lots of different stories that we end up believing that maybe we were told when we were younger. So being conscious of it, you can make a different choice. You can respond rather than react. And when you respond, you can, and a response in that case may be, wow, you must be having a bad day. Because everything that everybody does is about them. It's not about us. So if that person's being rude, it has something to do with their story, something to do with them. It might be their strategy for dealing with whatever is going on in the moment. But it's always about them. And that, for me, that helped me more than anything, is that realization, is remembering that everything everyone does is about them. It has nothing to do with me. If someone else came and stood in my place, they would do the same thing. So it's about. So it is very, so that was, to me, that was like a really eye-opening, enlightening thing. Like, oh my God, that's so important. And that also negates some blame. So that's kind of, I hope I didn't make it just more confusing.
No.
You kind of understand what I'm getting at. Okay.
Right.
So over time, we have, and a lot of it, you know, and it depends on how much we have, and the reprogramming itself takes time. And think of it like reprogramming a computer. You know, there's this piece of software, it runs when this button's clicked. That's how our brains react unconsciously. There's a trigger, so this program runs. And it's for, you know, it's really, when you get down to the real reason it's why our brains are like that is for survival. You know, not too long ago, we lived in environments that were extremely dangerous, you know, and if we stopped to think about what to do, we would be dead. So that's why we have this. That's why it's built in. And now we don't live in such a dangerous world anymore, but we have all kinds of emotions and feelings and, you know, all kinds of stuff that haunt us. And we create all kinds of different strategies to deal with that.
All righty. And Emerald, I'm going to sorry about that. I know that's your screen name. This might be something that would be really worth your while, to pursue. Did you get their website, and do you have a way, you could contact them you know, this would probably be a really good topic to continue with Christopher and the group that's there, you know, at a later time and more in depth, you know?
Right. Well, I know. Put up the website again, please.
You bet.
It's quantumworthhealing.com.
All right.
And then I would encourage you to sign up for our, we send out it's not really a newsletter, it's kind of an updates, and we also send out on a weekly basis lots of inspiring things and things to remember to kind of start your day off and how to look at life and stuff like that, just little quotes. And a lot of people have found that very helpful and inspiring. I get a lot of emails, wow, I needed that today, thank you. So, you know,
cool.
You never know what you're going to get. But and there's also updated information on any workshops, any offerings that are out there, whether they're free or cost money. We try to list anything that's going on in this arena. So if you go to that, it's all over the website. You can subscribe. But if you go to quantumworthhealing.com/subscribe, it'll take you right to that page.
Okay. All
I think
right.
That's it's all together, and it's all in small letters, and it's quantumworthhealing.com. quantumworthhealing.com.
Alrighty, I've got it saved already.
Cool.
Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank
in.
You guys. Thank you so much.
All right. And you know, call in again, and you know, encourage you to listen in. And I know Christopher's got some more to say here, and we got several more people who want to talk to him. So, thank you so much.
All right, dear. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. All righty. We're gonna start back here with area code 203. Area code 203. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you have something you want to ask or comment here with Christopher tonight?
Yes. There's the guy that I recently started talking to the end of last month, and I was just calling to get some more insight on him.
Okay. You know what? Probably I'm going to say either you know, tonight's show is kind of more focused on healing stuff. So what I'm going to do is I will encourage you to go ahead and call in either. I know Amy's doing card stuff. Let's see. I don't know if you already did your card stuff on the Spiritual Learning Connection, but I'm going to say Mondays. Mondays is someone on. It's Jethro. I believe it's Jethro and Janine are on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday is our love person, our love and relationship psychic is Pamela Cummins, and it's like she is on at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I would very much encourage you to call in, you know, during that. Or Amy, it's like, are you on between?
I do readings. I'm on Monday night, but I have a guest.
I do, and
it's really turning into quite a fun show. Friday night, Saturday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do mermaid card readings.
Okay.
So, yeah, any of those shows. But and if we had a guest who practiced, that was their healing modality, we would be doing readings tonight. But but his work is different than that. But yeah, there's plenty, and there, you know, you can get all of them, get a different perspective on
And we'll give you the number for both shows. It's like the number you call tonight is 773-897-6461. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and then the other one is the Spiritual Learning Connection, and it is 714-333-3354, and that's the one where Amy does her cards and stuff.
Oh, and I will say, not that we want to, you know, because we're all family here. There is a show,
right.
I think it's coming on at 10 or 11. Our good friends Sandra and Linda, and they're having a young girl on, Stevie, and that's called The Unseen World. So that'll be on, if you search that, that'll be on, you know, either in a half hour or in an hour and a half.
Okay.
And that should be very good as well.
Okay.
And then for our part, if you get to the point where you want to really enhance your relationship, that's something we can definitely help you with through compassionate communication and even the work. So it's all part of the process. So.
And have a really good relationship. All right. That's a really
right.
good one. Okay. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. And we're going to, you betcha, and call back in, and then we're going to go to our next caller here.
You know, you do bring up a very good point as we transition to the next caller. I know, you know, readings are a lot of fun, and the radio shows with the readings are a lot of fun. And it's nice to get an outside perspective, but he brings up a very important point that all the answers are truly inside of us.
He said that Christopher said that as one. He says, it's like this is the best way. He says, no, just joking. He goes, well, no, it's actually the best way for me. So it's like it's that way for any of us. It's like whatever path we're on, it's like it's the best way for us. It's like. What we may, you know, what Joe may do is not the best way for Mary, but it's like each of them on their own path is exactly the place they're supposed to be.
Absolutely. All right,
and let's get to area code 317 here. We got two more. We got 317 and then 575 here. So 317, you are on with us.
Hello.
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 Hi. I'm just wondering if I can get any input from anybody with I'm trying to end a relationship, or I think I did, for the second time around. And I do a lot of spiritual work and stuff like that, and I've had work done. But this one is like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand the pull. I don't understand the pain. I don't understand it not. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, any relationship we have, we're having, you know, we're attracted to that person for a really good reason, and they're also attracted to us for a really good reason. And I joke with my clients a lot about, well, you attracted them because they fire your triggers, and that's their gift to you. Mm. And they laugh a little bit. Sometimes they yell at me, but I'm joking. But the point is that when we enter in any relationship, there is a reason, and I think that what's important for each person is that they really think about what's in line with their highest good, you know, and they really really want to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I want to honor who I am, I want to honor myself, and what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a relationship where you're treated in a poor manner.
Mm.
You know, are you honoring yourself by staying in that relationship?
No.
And then the flip side of that is, why am I in this relationship to begin with? Because if we enter into a pattern, and oftentimes we'll find that we're in patterns. We'll as much as we hated the last relationship, we'll find another one that's very similar. And that's because we haven't.
Why did he literally? I mean, I had a mentor. Of course, I mean, unfortunately, he passed. And he was my strength. And, you know, I stayed away for 6 years. I thought, I got it. And still, the way that it ended, it was so painful. I could feel it in my skin and in my cells, and it took a long time. And I guess I just went too close to it, thinking I can't believe this person doesn't love me. How could he not love me? And then I ended back in it again. So I ended it. I'm ending it again, but it's just so painful. So painful.
So you feel like if I get too personal, just let me know.
Yeah, no.
So it sounds like that you feel like as if you're attracted to this person.
Well, there's two parts, right? There's two parts to him, right? So when I'm able to, you know, sit back while I was in it, I could sit back this time. I could sit back and get out of the emotion and watch it and go, wow, this is crazy. I mean, mm-hmm. I could really analytically, spiritually feel it, all that stuff. And so I started seeing the patterns, but what I wasn't prepared for was because the good part is so good, but the bad part is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's such a toss-up because it's hard to know that that bad part
is
really him, or do you understand what I mean? I mean, it's...
Right. No, I think I understand. Do you feel as if this person genuinely cares about you and loves you?
You know what? When it's happening, I do. You know, when I'm in it, I do. When he's that person. I mean, I wouldn't even question it. And I think that's why I'm having such a hard time.
Okay.
That's why I'm having such a hard time, because the other side is so contradicting. And from the readings I've had, is like, he doesn't respect you. He will never respect you. And this is your lesson, to stand up and never allow somebody to treat you like this.
Right. Well, so my advice, and without knowing you really well and knowing your past and everything that's going on, it's, my advice is to remember, first of all, that whatever he's doing because he's trying to serve his own needs. He's using his own strategies, whether they're coping or whatever they are. He's doing his stuff because of his story.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make it a little bit easier when he does do something that's, you know, not mean, or something that's horrible or doesn't feel good to you. But then on the flip side of that, what you're in this relationship because of your story and
right.
your needs, and you're looking to, my guess is you're looking to heal something.
Right.
And sometimes we're not even aware of what it is that we need to heal. So what I would recommend is really sitting back and trying to do a little bit of soul searching, and just, how many times have I been in this kind of a pattern? And
well,
where
this
did
is
it
the
start?
Ironic part. I'm just seeing it now with my son, too. It's
okay.
Very emotionally abusive, narcissistic behavior. And it's like, now that I'm able to see, I'm going, oh, my God, it's with him, too.
Okay.
And so I'm going, okay, is it in me? Is that what I'm attracting, or is that what I'm presenting? But it's so contradicting to the way I live. Because I'm always helping and seeing the other side and being super compassionate. So it just doesn't make sense.
Well, and again, I just really, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time,
okay,
because we're not going to get very far, but, you know,
all right,
honestly. If
okay.
you want to go to the, I'd be happy to talk to you
okay.
offline
yeah.
for a long time. And you can contact me. We can exchange emails, or we can connect via Skype or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're gonna, again, what you want to do really is you want to really look within and figure out what kind of, and your pattern is. It sounds like your pattern is that it's, you have someone in your life who's really nice, but then they also have the capacity to be mean.
Really, yeah.
And that's a pattern.
Like cold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not an unusual pattern that people get into, and that's something we could really delve into and talk through. We could probably figure out the root in a relatively short period of time.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for calling, and did you get their website at quantumworthhealing.com? It's got, go check that out, and they've got a contact page there. So.
Thank you.
All righty. Alrighty, thank you for calling in. All right, and we have one more caller who's, we'll just do real quick here, is area code 575. You're on with us. You've waited so patiently. We just got to get you on here for a minute or two.
Okay, well, I was just listening, and my name is Tammy, and I'm really glad I called in to listen, because what was going on in the show is exactly what I needed to hear. And I guess really one
yeah,
question that I...
at the right place at the right time.
Definitely. It was amazing. I was like, oh, my gosh. But the question is, you know, I've gone on this major healing journey on the last 6 years, and I'm at a point where I feel good and I feel comfortable and everything. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's a bit frightening walking out in the real world now because of the toxicity and all that stuff. I mean, what is your best advice for shielding yourself or preparing yourself or just downright surviving it? Because I feel vulnerable. Hello?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. We lost. We lost sister there. So, yeah. Not sure what happened there, but I'll address that one because I'm going to come at it from a Reiki perspective because I do, you know, understand what you're saying there. Is you know, definitely. I feel like I feel like too. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, you kind of go through this rebirth and you go, wow, I'm brand new. It's like, and then you go out and the world cannot wait to fling that at you. And you go, okay, I'm going to put on my armor first. I'm going to put on my shield, you know. I'm going to walk out and, you know, get the mud splats off of me, you know.
Right.
All that good stuff, yep. You know, but it's not difficult. And it's like, and I would actually recommend, you know, that. It's like, you know, to learn shielding. I know Jessica Dusky says, like, I actually go through some of that. It's like, I'll give you my number, you know, if you want to call. I'm at 719-289-4907, and I can, you know, do some walkthrough with you on, you know, here's how to shield, here's the who, what, when, where, why, how, all that good stuff. And I don't do a lot of that on air because that's more about, you know, that's more of a one-to-one, you know, I'll say person-to-person thing, and it's like, yeah.
What was that number again? You were kind of muffled.
Too fast, okay. 719-289-4907.
Okay.
Yeah. And my name's Kelly, and it's like, but I will definitely address the shielding stuff, but it's like in terms of some of the other, you know, it's like, do get a hold of them with the quantum, it's, you know, quantumworthhealing.com. And
okay.
That's Christopher, who is our guest on tonight.
Hi.
Amy, it's like, got anything you want to add on this?
No, I think it was a fascinating guest, and it was a fascinating, I think it's a fascinating show, and as far as the, I feel that way, too, and it's interesting. I felt that way, especially this week. And, you know, and people were saying, you know, that it was, that I think it's a little bit of fallout of the shift and things like that, but I do feel really vulnerable really frequently, and then I feel like that all the work I've done was kind of a waste of time, and it would be better off if I was my old neurotic self, so I would fit in better. I had this goofy thing happen this week where I came
so
up with this really good idea, and no one understood, and I thought it was such a good idea that it was going to, you know, that everybody was going to love me so much, and no one understood what I was talking about. And instead of being okay, of course, Amy, because that's it, because you see things differently, and it needs to be kind of diluted before it goes to the thing. I was just like,
it'll get diluted enough on its own.
I felt so, I don't want to be this person, you know, it's like, I don't want this person. I totally relate, and, you know, certainly, you know, you can shield yourself, but really, the key for me is to just remember that this world is just an illusion. Anything that happens is just some sort of lesson that we're supposed to learn, and sort of what the speaker was talking about earlier, like, you know, instead of me crawling in a corner and wanting and feeling like tears behind my eyes because these people just didn't think my idea was just as fabulous as I thought it was, my reaction should have been, had I been healthy and strong and grounded in all of those things, I would be like, wow, isn't it great that I get to see these things that no one else sees? But instead, it was flipped, you know. So just try, you know, it's just a matter of just, you know, it's like, oh, well, of course not, you know, of course they're like that, because, and try to, that's usually when I can get myself out of a hole, and I really need to hear everything I'm saying right now, because I'm not having a very good week. is just great.
We need to apply to ourselves. I know. We have to
great,
well,
yes,
knowledge. It's like it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to apply it. You know, it's like, and it really is. It's like we can we know we technically know how to be perfect, but it's like trying the application of that. It's like good luck. We just keep plugging at it. That's all we can do.
Well, I think you answered, you know, another question that I had. I mean, would you agree with me that that is just one way of honoring yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree with that. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
alrighty.
I appreciate it so much, and trust me, it is exactly what I needed tonight, so thank you
very much. Cool. Very cool. Well, feel free to call back in. You know, Psyche Stone Wild, we're on 7 days a week. We've got different people on, you know, every day, and we've also got Spiritual Learning Connection. We've also got shows and archives. And it's like, you know, I was thinking, you know, you might benefit. Jethro's got some of those, I don't know, it's like the angel meditations and that kind of stuff over its Spiritual Learning Connection. It's like it, I think it actually used to be called, it was called Psychic Learning Connection, and we changed the show name because we realized that it's like it wasn't just, you know, psychic stuff, it's like it's a lot of other stuff.
Right.
But if you have access to a computer, it's like check out some of the older shows. Because
okay.
He, you know, he goes through, there's a lot of stuff in there. It's like, One of the ones, too, that's been a really popular one is one of Pamela's shows with Diane. I think it's Diane Garrett, and it was like 2 or 3 weeks back. And she talked about, you know, manifesting things, but it's like why it goes beyond the secret, you know, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, and it's like how we manifest stuff. And it's like you might benefit from that, too. But definitely, you know, do get a hold of our guest tonight and do kind of follow up with them, because that's kind of what we're doing was showcasing them and giving them the opportunity. But we appreciate you calling in tonight and call back.
Okay, thank you so much.
You betcha, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, Amy.
Okay.
Excuse me. It's like,
yeah, this was a great
show. Can I look at this? This is cool. I was like, can I get you to make the announcements, like who's on what day and when? Because it's just you and me.
Yeah, it's who's on first, who's on, but this was a great show. I really enjoyed it a lot. This is a great, I'm going to follow this guy's website. I think it's just fabulous, and it was actually just what the doctor ordered. There's no accidents. I'm going to go pop over to Linda's show, because they've got Stevie. She's a young reader, and she's really enjoyable. So I do want to. Oh, so now Christopher's back in the chat, but he's not going to be able to.
Yeah, I was like, what happened? Because we lost you. It's like, and I'm not sure he intended to pop out like that. So I might
sometimes
have to give him a quick call.
Sometimes the phone.
They block off. Yeah.
That's
something we should. That's something we should tell people. It's like it's like, you know, folks, it's like for you guys who have been around with us, it's like if Blog Talks blogs you off, you know, if the show's still going on, we're still on air, blog back in. You know, just call back in or log back into chat and yeehaw. But let's see. What have we got coming up? I know I'm on tomorrow with
– have a girl, John L. is going to be on my show on Monday and on at 8 p.m.,
okay.
And then Tuesday's Pamela Cummings is in the afternoon. Wednesday,
I'm not sure we have anybody scheduled yet for Wednesday. I'm thinking we're working on trying to get Dina and Donna. And it's like this gentleman tonight would be a really cool person to have on, you know, spot guest over there too. So it's like, yeah, I want to hear some more of his stuff, because we didn't even scratch the surface of what he had to offer. I was like going, wow, it's like, and I do, anybody who's listening to this in archives, go check out that website. It is amazing. It is.
Yeah, there's a lot on it. I bookmarked it already and joined their email list. So I'm going to hang up and we will talk soon. And thanks everyone who's listening. And thanks to all our loyal followers. And we look forward to talking to everybody again soon.
All right. Good night, and thank you, Amy. Thanks for being in chat. Appreciate that.
I enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night, and we'll see you all again on Psyche's Gone Wild.